There are only a few personalities in Europe's modern history whose ideas EU leaders return to repeatedly. They include the founders of European integration, such as Robert Schuman and Jean Monnet, but also the last Czechoslovak and first Czech president, the late Václav Havel, who left an indelible mark in Brussels circles. In our five-part series, Czechs in the European Union, which we are running in connection with the upcoming European Parliament elections, we look at the stamp left by Czechs in Brussels. And today, the focus will be on Václav Havel. I'm joined in the studio by Viktor Daněk, Deputy Director of the Europeum Institute for European Policy. Welcome to the studio, Viktor.
Thank you for having me.
Viktor, what is it that makes Václav Havel an inspiration to European politicians almost 13 years after his death?
Well, European Union connects states, which were for decades divided by Iron Curtain, and I think that Václav Havel became a sort of a symbol alongside with Lech Walesa of this change and of the European unity. And it became even, I would say, a matter of courtesy, maybe, to mention him during important occasions where European politicians speak about the history. That was the case also with Roberta Metsola. She mentioned Václav Havel shortly after she became elected the president of the European Parliament.
My generation sees no old and new Europe. We are the first of the Erasmus generation, the last of the Wałęsa and Havel generation. We understand that equality of opportunity is different from making everyone the same.
Also, the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen quite often mentions Václav Havel. For example, in one of her State of the Union speeches in European Parliament, she tried to explain what are the common values in European Union and why the citizens of Eastern Bloc countries wanted to turn down the Iron Curtain.
Sie wollten ihre Regierung frei wählen. Sie wollten den Rechtsstaat.
They wished to put an end to spying and state-organized espionage and wanted to put an end to corruption. Their dream was freedom, the opportunity to live a different life. Then Czech President Václav Havel could not have said it more clearly. People wanted all these great European values.
So wunderbar auf den Punkt gebracht hat. Sie wollten, und ich zitiere, alle diese großartigen europäischen Werte.
The chief of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, there, and she does quote Václav Havel very often. Viktor, the Czech Republic only joined the European Union after Václav Havel had left the office of the president. Nevertheless, of all the Czech heads of state, it was Václav Havel who was most frequently invited to address the European Parliament. What was the vision or the message that he brought?
Yes, he was there for three times. The first time was already in 1994. At that time, Czechia was, of course, not the member of European Union. So in his speech, he actually spoke about why countries such as Czechia should join EU. And one of the things he mentioned was the Maastricht Treaty, which was quite new at the time. And he noted that it is very technocratic. He described it as a very sophisticated machine, but without a soul.
Četba Maastrichtské smlouvy navzdory tomu, jak historicky významný dokument to je.
Reading the Maastricht Treaty, despite how historically significant a document it is unlikely to win the European Union any truly passionate supporters or patriots. It will not help people relate to this complex organism as to their homeland. If this great administrative work, which should obviously make life easier for all Europeans, is indeed to endure and withstand the test of time, it must be cemented far more visibly by something other than a structure of rules and norms.
Viditelněji tmeleno ještě něčím jiným, než jen strukturou předpisů a norem.
He then returned to European Parliament in 2000. In his speech at that time, he mentioned what actually creates European identity, and he proposed a lot of institutional changes that would, in his view, make Union closer to the citizens. For example, he proposed creation of European Constitution.
takovou ústavu, kterou by si mohly všechny děti v Evropě bez...
A constitution that children around Europe could comprehend at school without too much difficulty. The existence of such a basic law would not automatically mean a radical transformation of the present union of states into one big federal superstate, as the Eurosceptics fear, but just that the inhabitants of a unifying Europe could be clearer about what the European Union is, could understand it better and could identify with it more easily.
A mohli by se s ní daleko snadněji identifikovat.
So I think it is safe to say that Václav Havel was actually an inspiration for later actual attempts to create an European constitution. And then he was in European Parliament present and delivered speech in 2009. And this was in occasion of an anniversary of the fall of Iron Curtain.
Jsme na jedné lodi a ta loď má dobrý směr.
We are in the same boat, and that boat is heading in a good direction. It will continue to do so as long as all its passengers share responsibility and don't just play their own game in their own interests.
Každý jen svou hru a jen sám za sebe.
I think that a lot of thoughts of Václav Havel that we heard in his speeches in European Parliament remain valid also today. But the most famous one, the most famous speech of Václav Havel, which were later used also during the Czech presidency as its motto, which was Europe as a task, was actually not a part of one of his speeches. It was a different speech that he presented in 1996 in Germany, and this was in occasion of the Charlemagne Prizes presentation.
Indeed, the late Václav Havel left a huge legacy, and he is often remembered, he's often quoted, and one of the European Parliament buildings in Strasbourg is named in his honour. It is the newest one, I believe, opened in 2017 in the presence of then-President of the European Parliament, Antonio Tajani, and Václav Havel's widow, Dagmar, who unveiled a bronze bust of Havel in front of the entrance. What does the building look like, Victor? Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. It's not a palace. It's just a regular office building. And we can see many, many things that actually reminds us of Václav Havel and his legacy. For example, we can see there a famous tapestry of Petr Sýs. It's a copy of a original that we can see also in Prague, Prague Airport. There are a lot of pictures from the life of Václav Havel. And what I want to say is also that the building is quite far aside from the main center of activities of the parliament. But I think Václav Havel might find amusing the reason why it is quite popular among staff of the parliament. And the reason is it is the only building actually in the complex that has a terrace, and people use it to go for a smoke.
Victor Daněk, Deputy Director of the Europeum Institute for European Policy. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.